goddesses, welcome to In the Flow of Magic, and it is Kala, and it's episode 21. Now, this episode is pulled from my YouTube video. It's wonderful content. If you would like to see it as a video, head on over to In the Flow of Magic podcast, and click on episode 21. Now, my current publishing schedule, just so you know, is I'm trying for twice a week. I do the weekly goddess reading, and that should be up on a Saturday. And then midweek, typically a Wednesday, I will also have some other wonderful content around coping with burnout, living our best life as midlife goddesses, achieving our dreams, law of affirmation, all tied into manifesting our dreams, basically, and recovering from burnout, recovering from stress. So hope you enjoy this episode. It's a really important issue. It's part 2 of 3 about how to protect your energy. Enjoy. Hi guys, it's Kala, and I'm here for part 2 of the 3-part series where I talk about how to protect yourself energetically each day. Okay, so we're talking about grounding, centering, and shielding. This came up as a result of my study with my shamanic teacher and resonates with everything that I have been studying and practicing for over 2 decades. The first one, I talked about grounding. Now let's talk about centering. And I may have touched on these before, but when you make a lot of videos, it's probably is like a year ago or so. So welcome to my channel. Let's talk about centering. Again, these are ways that you're going to put all together as a way to protect yourself, basically, energetically, from negativity. And it is a technique coming out of some shamanic study that I've been doing. So after you've grounded, you want to center. The 2 main ways I would say to center are you could focus in on the spinal column, right? From the base of the spine, from the coccyx, up through the neck and up into the skull. And just feel that literally going to the center, right? In yogic teachings, they talk about Shushumna, like the very, very center channel, like the spiritual channel that is in the spine. Of course, it's in the energetic body, so it's not like you're going to cut it and see a Shushumna, okay? This is in our energy or light or etheric body, right? Because we're not just flesh. There is almost like a template, an energy template within our body, okay, if that makes sense. And of course, some people can feel it, you can sense it, and so on. So the one method of centering is to focus on that spine, base of the spine, and travel up. You can travel up to the crown chakra and then travel back down. You can sort of go through each chakra, you know, root, second, third chakra, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye and crown, and then go back down. I would say end down at the root chakra just to feel balanced. But it could be just a sense of move your attention up to the crown of the head, move your attention back down. Okay, I just did it and I actually feel very centered. Okay, the other method is simply to tune into your breath. And for this, I would do it at the abdomen. Okay, so I'm bringing my hands onto my belly. Now there is an area called the Tantien right below the navel, and that is in Asian thought considered to be the center of our power, where our life force is stored, where our chi is stored. So you could take 3 deep breaths in and let your belly go out as you breathe in. Let it fill. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale all the stale air out. And so we're doing it at the abdomen because that pulls us down within our bodies, right? And third time. And so that's a way to center. You're trying to bring the attention into yourself. This is going to help you be less distracted. Whether you're on your cell phone a lot or not, I'm sure you've looked up. Most of you, if you're very spiritual, you've looked up and you've noticed literally people are interfacing with a machine instead of other human beings, and just how widespread that is, especially if you live in the cities. It's pretty amazing to me to see the degree. I mean, if you said to people, and I've said this before, if you said to people,
you know, 10 years ago, oh, everybody will be walking around you. They'll be literally like connected to a machine. They'll just be paying attention to a machine, to not to reality. And they'll be interacting with it and they'll ignore other people. They'll even ignore cars. 10 years ago, someone would have said, you know, oh, that sounds weird. Why would people be walking around with a machine? Because they would have pictured something big and bulky. But that's what we're doing. And as you know, pretty soon it's going to be just embedded, I'm sure, on our palm. I've seen one where they just sort of, it just uses any surface. So you don't almost need a big, you don't even need a cell phone. It'll be just something you like beam onto a surface or something. Well, probably people will choose to have their phones embedded, their device, their computer assisted device, whatever the name will be. But we still want to maintain our humanity. And so this centering practice is to help cut out the numerous distractions, sights, sounds, other people's energy that might be disturbing to you, and just to bring us back into ourselves, okay, into a more zen place, a place from which you can make your own choices. Okay, so that is centering. So the first step is grounding, and see the link below for that. This is centering, and the final one we'll talk about ways to shield. Okay, and this is a practice you can do every morning, literally maybe take 5 minutes and just run through it, especially if you feel anxious especially social anxiety or if you feel anxious. Okay?
Goddesses, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And head on over to my website, intheflowofmagic.com. And there you can find out more about how you could work with me and how I can be of service to you. I work with women who are recovering from burnout, successful women, spiritual women who realize they want to make a change and they're suffering from stress. They want to learn meditation, mindfulness techniques, basically to be able to get control of their life, to start to feel better and to tap into the feminine aspect of themselves that gets basically squashed when we get into a burnout situation. So I would love to work with you there, or if you would just like a reading and to discover what may be happening for you in terms of what's stressing you right now. So head on over to intheflowofmagic.com. Have a blessed and beautiful day. Namaste.